Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Gear of the Year. That's right, it's Guitar Nerds. And today is the final of Gear of the Year.
Hello.
Gear. Year. 2017.
Oh God, kill me now.
La 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 la.
Hello and welcome to the final day of Guitar Nerds Gear of the Year 2017. My name's Mark Packham and I've been locked in a room with these idiots for 8 hours recording this stuff, so I hope you've enjoyed it. Joining me for the final are Matt Knight,
hello.
Jay Cross,
hello.
Joe Branton.
Hello.
Oh, so it's been a long old day.
Oh, it's been a really long day.
I can't believe we just
stopped. It's been more like 10 hours.
It's been 1 week.
It's now 7 o'clock. And we got here
at 9.
At 9.
Yeah, that is too early for me. I have to say, the Class A's hadn't even worn off when I got here. But
and,
then
and
they
picked
truly
Class lulled. A bass. And yeah. The fresh ones have now kicked in.
Well, you could have had the Amaratsu V.
You had to go for the Class A.
That is an extremely niche joke.
Extremely.
Well, you would have only got it if you'd have listened to the other 4 episodes. If you're starting on the final, what's wrong with you?
If you're starting with the final, do not do that. Go back and listen to Monday's episode, then Tuesday, then Wednesday, then Thursday, then listen to this. Then do not jump straight to this episode, because
don't jump in. Only fools jump in.
We're about to spoil the winners of those and winners and runners up of those categories.
Spoil
because
your rotten.
Because the winners of those winners and runners up of those categories have automatically qualified for the final episode, which is now. And I'm going to list them off for you right now. And what we're going to do is trim that down to a smaller list, and then we're going to pick our top 5. So the products are that have made it through to the final: the Epiphone Les Paul SL, the Tate FX Brexit, the Orange Rocker 32, the Echoline Everest Drive, the Fender Offset Mustang Bass, the Ernie Ball Sterling Valentine, the Boss MS3, the EVH 5153 15-watt LBX2, the Electro-Harmonix Canyon, the Yamaha BB734A, the Moore Radar, and the Soundbrenner Pulse.
Yes!
So, I think the key thing to do is, how many things have we got there? We've got 12 things there. We want to get it down to 5. So, is there anything on there? Are we just going to go straight in with the locks, or should we go in with the cuts?
Maybe we should. Maybe we should just be brutal.
Oh, I don't know.
We can't do the locks, because straight away Branton's going to lock the Soundbrenner Pulse.
No. You can't play this politically. That's what this is about.
Mate, I'm the dungeon master of this whole thing. I get to
tell you guys what I'm going
I'm guiding
for.
You through
Listeners,
this experience.
Just so you know, so the others can't hear, I am totally vying for the Soundbrenner Pulse to win this entire thing.
Imagine if
and I am willing to sacrifice anything else on this list to achieve that.
Are you willing to sacrifice those beers that I've just given you for this episode?
If I give you these beers back, can I lock the Soundbrenner?
No.
Yes.
Still no.
Yes. I'm going to call your bluff and say yes.
So I say that we go round and we say, we do a, like, we need 2 yeses to keep something on the list. And we, but we've got 12.
Straight in like that. Okay.
I think it's the only way.
Two yeses to keep something in.
So Matt, just so you know, if you want any Boss products in this list,
the Sound Brenner better not get.
Well, thankfully, the Sound Brenner's the last thing on the list. So.
Okay, so
do it in a random order.
I'm not doing it in a random order. I'm doing it in the order that I just read out, which
that's
is
not fair.
What
that's
are we
not?
What are we trying to get down to?
Well, I think we should try and get down as close to five as possible.
Okay. Well, should we not just talk about each one? I'm not sure the sort of us shouting yes is the best audio experience.
I think we've done enough talking, and I think now we need to really because
the final five is where
that's where the talking's really going to happen and the negotiating.
But these
happen.
Are. Oh, I mean, final five. This is 12. Absolutely storming, seemingly good products.
It's
every one of these products is an absolute cracker.
Yeah, definitely.
Except for the amps category, which I did not give a shoot about.
Okay, right. So
it'd make a good list video.
I'm hovering over the delete button, and if I don't get two yeses on a product, then it's getting deleted.
This is not the way we should be doing this.
This is the way things are going to go down, Joe.
We should be discussing this like adults.
No.
Not shouting yes.
Since when have you ever chosen to discuss it?
I think maybe the listeners can also join in from home by shouting in yes or no.
Shout yes or no, and we'll ignore you because, of course, this happened in the past.
Just before this goes, we go into this.
Yeah.
So this is going out on Friday, is that
right?
Yeah,
that's right.
I'm kind of tempted to see if we can figure out an evening where we can maybe do like a reactions thing, where we can maybe do like a live stream where people can ask us questions on like the Saturday or something.
Okay, maybe, yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe there's something we can do around that. We'll do some more planning around that, but I'm keen to get to strip the meat from the bone, as it were.
You're talking to
two
cut
vegans
the wheat
here,
from
which
the chaff.
Exactly why I don't think we should be doing this.
Epiphone Les Paul SL.
Yes.
Wait, what's yes?
Guys.
Is that staying or going?
Yes is staying.
Oh, yes to stay.
Wait, okay. So does that mean it's one of the best products?
No, you can say yes to whatever you want. We could all say yes to everything right now.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what
Joe's
gonna
make sense.
I know.
Basically, we're because all saying yes or no idea. To these products, and if there's two no's, we'll cut it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a quick way to go, look.
Okay.
So I think we've got to think top five
so
here.
We're thinking top...
But I also, by the way, can veto.
What? So can I then?
No.
Why not? Why can't
you're
I veto?
You're getting a choice by saying yes or no. Oh. I'm not saying yes or no.
Oh. I want a veto.
Right. Oh, Epiphone Les Paul SL.
Yes.
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 We move on. Tate Effects, Brexit means Brexit.
No.
No, it's not. It is.
Yeah,
because it's the listener's choice.
This was in the listener's choice category. Yeah. So two no's means, unfortunately, it's gone. The orange...
That's Joe Bradford just trying to keep his shirt and Tate's good books.
the Orange Rocker 32.
No.
Yes.
Oh. He's trying to work out whether he can politically say yes to two in a row.
He's definitely trying.
But he also doesn't want to. He wants to stay in James Deacon and Orange is good books, but he doesn't want to risk that being in there instead of something.
No,
he actually wants.
I don't think that's the case. I think he's adding up how many need to stay in there. So by default, the Sound Brenner Pulse is still.
So, I will get it there.
So that was a yes.
I will exploit the holes in our situation.
Echoline,
I'll exploit your holes, Mark.
The Echoline Everest Drive.
Yes.
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 Okay, it stays. The Sound Brenner Pulse Wearable Metronome.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
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 What are you doing?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Yes. It still doesn't mean top five because we could not get rid of any other products. But I stand by that.
I played my card too early.
You should have left that. You should have waited until we were in a bit of a roll.
The Fender Offset Mustang Bass.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's gone. The Ernie Ball Sterling Music Man Valentine.
Yes.
Yeah, yes.
That's cost that, surely.
Yes, yeah, I agree.
The Boss MS3.
Yes.
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 It stays. The EVH 5153 15W LBX2.
No.
Yes.
No.
Oh, cuts it to the bone. It's going to go. I'm sorry. I'm not stepping into user veto yet. Right. The Electroharmonix Canyon.
Yes.
For listeners, Jace just stood up and is now towering over Joe.
No.
Come on, Matt.
No, I'm going to say yes.
Yes!
No, I'm going to say yes.
If I wasn't already home, I would have gone home by now.
Yamaha BB734A.
It's an absolutely cracking instrument. I just think that the basses haven't had the revolutionary stuff that we've seen from amps, guitars, and accessories, especially accessories, this year.
Is that a no, sir?
So it's a no for me.
Yes.
Ah. I'm going to say yes because I actually really like playing it.
Okay. The Moore Radar.
Oh. No.
No, yes.
No. No.
So that was two
no's.
You're
not going to step into this at all?
I meant no. I'm going to say, I was thinking like no, and I was thinking like, actually I'm going to say yes. I really,
no, but
I
there was two no's anyway. Jay and Joe both said no. The Soundbrenner Pulse Wearable Metronome. I'm giving it another chance.
No, you can't give it another go.
Fine.
No, we have to move on at this point.
Okay, I'm just going to shift up the list here.
It's I don't mean to sound like Joe Branton here, but that's a joke product for this list. It doesn't deserve to be in the top 12, so, let alone the last five.
It's not in the last five.
No.
We've got,
I know
so
it's not.
Currently got.
It shouldn't be.
The Epiphone SL, the Orange Rocker 32, Echoline Everest Drive, Ernie Ball Sterling Valentine, the Boss MS3, the Electronics Canyon, the Yamaha BB734A, and the Soundbrenner Pulse Wearable Metronome. That is eight things. Mm. We need to lose three. Right, how are we going to do this? I think I want to get involved now. So,
are we trying to pick things that we want to keep, or pick things we want to get rid of?
I think we now
should we do the locks?
We now pick things that we want to keep, and you get three options. You get three choices that you want to keep. Anything that doesn't get any votes obviously automatically goes, and the ones with the lowest votes. Okay. So the bottom three products. Go,
and then if anything's tied,
well then we have
we'll deal with that. We'll cross that bridge.
I'm going to start with Jay Cross.
No, I think you should start with
Joe.
Throughout the entire exercise, Joe has tried to play this game politically, so I think you should start with Joe.
Why don't you do one each?
I'm not sure Matt's ever been first.
I think you need to start with Joe.
Let's do one each as we go around. We're going around three times. Starting with Joe Branton. You got your one vote.
My one lock?
Yeah. No, it's not a lock. It's a point for this.
Are you including in this?
I'm coming in on this one, yeah.
I really think it should be all three.
Bear in mind, this isn't to decide the order of the final five.
No, I'm just getting some points. So the risk here, because of course it is political by this point, but the risk here is that if I spend this how I'm going to, I don't trust the three of you to have any taste in products, and there is some rubbish in this list. So
this is a really strong
list. You mean like the Soundbrenner Pulse and the Electro-Harmonix Canyon?
Jay's going to be really disappointed when he gets that Soundbrenner Pulse for birthday this year.
I am 100% buying the one.
Jay, can you feel it? Your present is vibrating at 120 BPM.
The thing is I've got absolutely no idea whether that's fast or slow. So, you know, 120, that's two a second. So that's pretty fast.
I don't think that was 120 BPM. Joe Branton, where are you spending your first point?
Okay, so the Electro-Harmonix Canyon.
Okay, Matt Knight.
Ernie Ball Sterling Valentine.
Yep, Jay Cross.
The Everest Drive.
Okay, interesting. I'm going to put another one on the Ernie Ball Sterling Valentine. Joe Branton.
The Epiphone SL.
Oh, you're going around in the same order. I thought you were going to make
sense. Matt Knight.
MS3.
Boss MS3. Jay Cross.
The MS3.
Another one for the Boss MS3. I'm going to place one on the Epiphone SL. Joe Branton.
The Soundbrenner Pulse.
You're such a dick.
I'm gonna go for the Everest Drive.
Okay, another one for the Echoline Everest Drive. Jay Cross.
This is my
last one, yeah.
Has everyone
apart from me.
Right, okay, so just to confirm, what we're saying here is if I choose the Canyon, that automatically knocks out the Salmbrenner Pulse.
Unless I give it a point, and then they're drawn on 2 points each.
That's very true.
Everything's drawn on 2 points.
I can, there is stuff I could do for you.
I don't know what that means.
I'm just saying, think about your point, man.
Okay. Solo stuff.
The Electro-Harmonix Canyon.
Okay, so it's two for the Canyon. So guess who the Kingmaker is?
So for listeners, to give you an idea, 2 points there went to the Epiphone SL, 2 points to the Echoline Everest Drive, 2 points to the Ernie Ball Sterling Valentine, 2 points to the Boss MS3, and 2 points to the Electro-Harmonix Canyon. 1 point to the Salmbrenner Pulse, which means Mark Packham.
Well, which means there's 0 points on the Rocker 32, yes, or the Yamaha BB734A.
That's right.
So basically, if you gave either of those a point, then...
then they're out anyway, because they'll only have one. And basically, the only thing that can survive now is the Salmbrenner Pulse wearable metronome.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Branson's looking at me. I am... but I'm not going to vote... tactically, I don't think, because I've already voted for the Valentine.
No, vote for the best product, man.
I've already voted for the Valentine, which I think is a great product. The SL, which I think is a great product. I would say my next... the thing that I like the most next out of that...
well, it doesn't... All I was going to say is it doesn't really matter, because we've already said that this isn't about deciding order.
I understand that. I just want to place a vote in the correct place. And I think... I know it's futile... but I'm going to put one on the Orange Rocker 32, because I think that is genuinely a very, very good product. Mm-hmm. What that means is, unfortunately, there's not enough points to save it, and it goes...
do we not argue between the Rocker 32 and the Brenner? Oh, no, because we've got five.
We've got five. So it's unfortunately, for Joe Branton, we say goodbye to the Orange Rocker 32.
So wait, I still got it into, like, seventh position.
Yeah.
Make sure you put these in order from 12 to...
We say goodbye to the Yamaha BB734A, and we say goodbye to the Yamaha... the Salmbrenner Pulse wearable metronome.
I cannot believe... that a wearable metronome.
It's a great next year, product. When everyone's walking around with metronomes on, and you're
I will gladly eat my hat.
Listeners, send
what kind
Jay
of hat?
Cross.
Fedora. Will you wear a fedora?
Any old metronomes you have, send them to Jay Cross.
I can't
believe
find
our Doddle account.
I don't think anyone has said the words Salmbrenner Pulse wearable metronome. Even people who work there, as much as we've said it in this podcast. So I think for, you know, value for money, they've done all right out of this. And, well, I say value for money, they haven't paid to be on this. We've just said their name a lot of times.
No, I was paid.
Oh, there we go. That's why. Okay. So our final five for Gear of the Year 2017 are the Epiphone Les Paul SL, the Electro-Harmonix Canyon, the Echoline Everest Drive, the Ernie Ball Sterling Valentine, and the Boss MS3.
All beginning with E.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Except for the Boss.
Exactly.
How weird is that, though? How bizarre. Okay, so... have we got anything that we can all agree on goes into the fifth place there?
Yes. I've really had to hold back on swearing in this episode. Yes, the Canyon.
No, it's not. It's no way.
Okay.
Is that...
okay, the Epiphone.
No, definitely not.
Then the Canyon.
No, then it's the Sterling Valentine. No, or the MS3.
Absolutely not.
Definitely not.
It is.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely.
I'd...
oh, God, I can't believe I'm dealing with people whose top five consist of an Eastern-built £700
version
of a good
guitar. What did you just try and get through to the final five?
Yeah,
was it an instrument? Was it an amplifier for an instrument? Was it an effect? Was it something that would allow you to play your instrument in a capacity that other people would get enjoyment? Or was it something that you could do simply by clicking to yourself and then recording that and playing it back?
I mean, that's not how metronomes work. Yeah, but
no, because if you can't click in time, then it's pointless. Yeah,
exactly. So I think... looking back on all the arguments that we've made for all of these, I think the item on here that we have been least passionate about across all the podcasts is the Boss MS3.
I disagree.
I am with you on that, Pat.
I disagree.
The thing is, I would say the Canyon, because I think it's the one that's caused the most issues, and I think actually it only, in the end, it sort of ended up there because we switched some stuff around.
No,
and some
because
tactical
you
voting.
felt like ganging up on me in the pedals one. That was what it was. Everyone loved the pedal last
night.
I don't love it,
but I'm not saying I just don't think next year we're going to care as much about the Canyon as we still be caring about the
MS3.
How
many readers awards did the Canyon get?
I know, but that doesn't mean, as I've said,
as I've said earlier, I think you're in great company there.
Well, it's more than Total Guitar, eight different publications.
I'm just thinking about how brutal we were with last year's, and I'm just thinking ahead 12 months, and I'm still not sure. I just think Electromonics are just going to make the Canyon Plus, and we're going to go, they'll do a Canyon and a
Holy Grail in one, and we'll be like, oh, what great
that
pedal.
Will be the greatest pedal of all
what
time.
Great
it would be a great just, pedal.
And the thing is
but we can't judge on what they haven't made.
I tell you what they'll do is they'll do a in the way that this is kind of a hybrid between like an Electro-Harmonics pedal and the Flashback. They'll do the same thing for the Reverb.
We can't make a judgment on future things that people make. All of this is redundant because one day someone will make a guitar that I can play with my anus.
That's not where I was expecting that to go.
I think the thing is, though, at this point, we always tend to look at it like companies doing something different. And the thing is, what they've done in the Canyon, although it's a great sounding pedal, is they have just taken a lot of other algorithms they already make and put them in one pedal.
Sure.
Really, and what a great idea that was.
I think it's a very convincing
look. That Line 6 had 20 years ago with the DL4. Yeah, completely.
I think that, you know, the SL is doing something different for Epiphone. The MS3 is doing something very different for Boss. I think that Valentine is doing something very different for Ernie Ball.
Yeah. Completely. I think if it was me, the fourth and fifth place here would be between the Canyon and the Everest Drive.
Yeah,
I disagree. But I'd be willing to accept the Canyon.
Hang on, what won best pedal?
The Everest Drive.
The Everest Drive.
It did. And okay. Yeah.
No, it didn't.
Canyon won.
The Canyon won.
Yeah.
The
only reason we put the Everest second is because we were like, it won last year.
No, I don't think that's true. I
prefer the Everest over the Canyon.
I prefer the Canyon over the Everest.
Listen, we let you get into
can
the
you
final.
Fire a Canyon over Everest? Throwing a kettle over a pub.
Oh, I didn't think about that. One's a mountain and one's the opposite.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I'd be comfortable.
Peaks and troughs. It's almost as though the
peaks and troughs,
yeah, and I think that's a very good visual representation of which of these pedals is good and which of these pedals is bad.
Here's an easy one. So there's three things here that two came from the pedal category and one came from listener's choice. In what way would you stack the MS3, the Everest Drive, and the Canyon? Not stack as in plug them into each other.
I would definitely use a Canyon in conjunction with the MS3. So that
no,
I had
not,
some.
Not, that's not what I was asking.
Probably put
delays.
The Everest Drive in loop one.
No, I put the Canyon in loop one, and then just like the Everest Drive does.
Just so in the front end.
So you're putting all the delays into your distortion.
So if you had to put those in order, what would be your way of doing it, Joe Branton?
In what sense?
What's your favourite? What's your second? I mean literally those three
just out
delays.
Those three.
Or the three pedals. Sorry.
It's tricky. So I'm trying to come away from the fact that I'm not quite as blinkered as you guys are with the Sterling Valentine. I think it's a really good guitar.
Forget about the guitars about the guitars.
I think it's great and I think it's really deserving of its place. I just wish you guys weren't so like blinded by it. Like, it's great guitar, yeah, like for the money. Like,
but
it's not
one.
A great guitar.
Yeah, but I own the American one, and that one, as I said, and I stand by it, I honestly, part of me's like, I don't think you... it's a great guitar, but if you don't want to spend that money, you're almost getting the same guitar for
yeah, yeah,
money.
Yeah.
And that is incredible
active.
Because
it's active.
Yeah, but
Forget about the guitars. Forget about the guitars. Just focus on the pedals. I know your mind wanders, but...
Okay. Well, it's tricky because I have an MS3, but an MS3 is so much more like...
Not only do you have an MS3, you were involved in the... You're involved in the success of that product.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so...
I mean, maybe we should award it number one because it's, you know, it's been banking. Successful, so, you know, despite joking.
Imagine how popular this product would be if you hadn't got your grubby mitts all over it. Yeah. Hi, yeah, I'm internet sensation Burr Banton.
Go on then, so put those three in order.
Okay.
one, two, three, or 3, 2, 1.
It's very difficult to do because I think all three of them are absolutely brilliant. I think I'm going to have to put just through the because of the sheer versatility of it and what a game changer it is, and the fact that my entire band now use it, the MS3 has to
the
be
Canyon.
Number one.
As number one. Okay, yeah. So
we're now called the Canyons.
Poly Canyon.
So are you saying MS3 at number one, Canyon at number two, and then Everest at number of the drives?
Of the pedals, sorry. Of the drives, that is what I'm
saying. Of the pedal. Yeah. Okay, Matt.
MS3 number one.
Okay.
The thing is, I know I would probably buy a Canyon, but would I stick with it? Maybe not, because I think something else come around the corner. I'd probably buy an Everest
Nothing
drive.
Nothing else does pitch shifting tails.
Apart from other electro-harmonics pedals. Yeah. But then again, like, well, actually, you say that, I've got a Boss RPS-10 from 1989 that does almost exactly the same thing. Okay. So, you know.
I'm sure those are easy to come by, Matt.
Well, I've got two of them, so you know if you want to buy one. Just let me know. and I'm just thinking, and I bought an Echoline pedal, and I have had it on my pedal for, you know, I haven't taken it off for a year, and I think, like, this is something I would potentially also buy, and then would I be in the same position? So, yeah, I think I'm going to have to go MS3 Everest Drive Canyon, because I think that's my personal order of what I would buy and use.
Yeah, I'm thinking about switching the Everest and the Canyon. On my choice.
What, Canyon to number one?
No, Canyon to number three and Everest to number two.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, so you were agreeing with Matt, basically, entirely.
I love the Everest. Like, and I don't want to... Like, I think part of my Canyon thing is that I realised that the start of the pedal was one that I was going to have to push for this really great pedal to kind of get in. But kind of, there's a point where you stop trying to force something.
So the pedal that we gave best pedal, we're now saying that...
It's, oh, no, right. Oh, yeah. No, keep me the same. Keep
okay,
me the same.
Okay, J-Cross. Don't think about tactics. Just think
no, I'm not thinking about tactics. I'm not thinking about tactics.
Rubbish. He only thinks about tactics.
Not in the slightest. Not in the slightest. So what? Is it? Are you saying what I would buy? What I think is
no. What is the Gear of the Year.
Did you just ask what the whole context of this series was?
Yeah, Blues Junior. I reckon I'm the same as Joe.
Okay.
MS3 Canyon Everest. I really like the Everest. I think in a straight shootout, when there's nothing else at stake, I think the Canyon's a great pedal. The Everest is a great pedal. Yeah. They're both great pedals.
I think maybe
the Canyon will have a wider appeal in terms of who's going to buy it and what it can do.
That's true.
And you're not limited by the
just.
But at the same time, I think the Everest is absolutely fantastic. I want to say that I think it's better than the Roadrunner, although I was thinking about it.
It's been so long since we've tried that.
It's so different to the Roadrunner.
And also, the Roadrunner was that the clean boost.
The Roadrunner is far more versatile.
The clean boost that you got out of it was just absolutely phenomenal.
It's far more versatile. And actually, having known you for ages and worked with you, and we've plugged a lot of pedals in together, I think you would buy a Canyon
enjoy it. Of course I would.
And
of course
you'd
I
enjoy
would.
It much more. However, I think Mark would buy the Everest Drive and probably enjoy it more.
I think every one of us around the table would actually buy the Everest, despite where we know this
but
is.
But you probably wouldn't spend the money, but everyone would probably buy a Canyon and wouldn't worry about spending 130 quid.
So I've put my order as Canyon at the top, MS3 in second, and Everest last.
Talk us through your choices.
Well, I really enjoyed using the Canyon yesterday. I thought it was great fun. Yes, it's just another delay pedal, but I think that space has been occupied for a long time by the TC stuff.
The flashback,
and
yeah.
I think it's time that something else kind of invaded that space.
See, that was my point about the Canyon. When I listened to the Shimmer and the octave delay, which I keep going on about, I was like, oh man, wait, these are the features that people harp on about Strymon and about the DL500, the DD500, you know, four. These are those sort of like weird premium delay features.
I don't think it touches that. I think that's a different class
also,
of delay.
Sure. I don't care about those. Shimmer, I'm probably never going
to
use.
True. This
and
is
that
now
octave,
down to personal
octave
preference.
Octave Tails, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I want a good sounding delay, and the Canyon is a good sounding delay.
Yeah.
Going back to what you were saying with regards to our opinions on the pedals that we were trying yesterday, I still think that the TC,
Third Dimension.
I prefer that to the Canyon in a straight shootout. If it was right, which one of these do you want? I'd probably go for the Third Dimension, but I think the Canyon is a great pedal.
Yeah.
So I reckon on that we should put the Everest Drive fifth.
But it is just another delay pedal.
And the Canyon fourth.
Well,
because us three said the MS3 won. So I'm not saying that it should go third.
Are we saying that both the guitars are better than all of
the... Well, that's what we need to decide. Where do the guitars slot into this? So if we're saying Everest Drive is the lowest of the pedals, it's in fifth, basically.
Yeah.
And then we're saying that, what, Canyon second and MS3... at the top.
Yeah. So we need to slot the guitars in there.
Yeah.
See, I think we should lock Everest in at fifth because I don't think it's going to be any higher than that. And I don't think we're going to place either of the guitars under that.
I agree.
So okay. I think that's...
Joe?
That's fifth.
Yeah, yeah. And we like, it's hard, isn't it, at this point? Because you've got to remember we are now talking about the top five. This is the Everest Drive is the fifth best thing made this year. And yeah, I think that's about where I think of drive effects for guitars. Like, yeah. It is about the fifth most, you know, thing I am most interested in. So yeah, that works.
Interestingly, obviously, you know, the Electromonics Canyon won the R pedal poll. And by putting the MS3 above it, we're basically saying that we got that wrong. But obviously, in the listeners' poll, the Canyon didn't feature or featured lower down, and the MS3 featured higher. I have no qualms of putting that above in the final poll. Yeah. The Electromonics Canyon.
I think though, there's also we had that tacit understanding that the MS3 was already through.
I would have thought a bit harder
had it not been in the listener's choice. Sure. I would have thought a bit harder.
Sure. Okay, so we're left in that case with Epiphone SL, Les Paul SL, and Ernie Ball Sterling, Music Man Sterling Valentine. If Joe, if you could put those, or firstly, which of those do you prefer?
God, they're both great guitars. They're both great guitars, and both. I don't think anything's offered anything. Like, okay, do you know how many people are asking me about Sterling Valentine's at work?
Well,
zero.
Sure,
no one cares about this product. Like us, we care about this product. We think it's great.
Yeah.
Is it being heavily marketed? No. Are we getting lots of stock in for it? No. Does it have prize place on the shelf? No. Does the Epiphone SL? Yeah. Are people asking about it? Yeah. Can we keep enough in stock to fulfill demand? No, we can't. Are people like 60 Cycle Hum making like incredible videos about the mod story of the SL? Yeah, they are. Like,
sure. But to take that for example, though, Ryan, I think, was posting about it the other day saying, I've kind of had my fun with the SL now.
Yeah.
I've done the modding. I think I'm just going to flog it because ultimately it's not something that I need to keep.
Mm. Yeah.
And that's kind of my position on that guitar.
Agreed.
You know, if you've got 100 quid spare or 90 quid spare and you want something to just piss about on for a bit, have it knocking around the house, maybe set it up for slide, maybe learn how to solder in a pickup, fantastic product. Is it a guitar that you potentially could keep for the rest of your life? Probably not.
Is it something you're going to play? Well, like
I think this is the thing about Music Man knows, you know, from the whole time I worked in store, you know, we never sold that many Music Mans, but I think they had many problems Music Men. They had a lot of problems with displays, models. They never really marketed themselves, and I think they've started afresh from about maybe 2015 from the St. Vincent, and they've kind of gone, here's the new phase of Music Man. So I think it's going to take time for them to become a more standard place guitar. But for me, I'm almost thinking it's like it's the other option to offer someone if I don't want to offer them a Baja Telly.
Yeah,
well, this is actually this is kind of the other side of that argument.
And I've actually got both of those guitars. Yeah.
But this is the flip of that argument. Like, I'm saying yes, everyone's asking about the Epiphone SLs. No, no one's asking about the Valentine, but Christ, I think we've found like a gold mine. Like, can you think of a better guitar for the price point? Like,
is that a Baja Telly?
Exactly. And like, but even if we take away this, we think about all the guitars that are on the market. Is there anything as good at the price point as a Valentine?
No,
and I'm not sure there is.
And that's the thing is, I'd love to be working in a guitar shop at the moment because the whenever someone would come in and say, "Look, I've got about £1,000 to spend. What would you recommend?" The options were Baja Telly, American Special Strat, or Les Paul
LPJ.
LPJ, yeah. Those were the options.
Yeah.
And now you've got that.
If we're not looking at metal options, obviously.
Completely. If you're looking at, but now you've got that Valentine there as a curveball, and you can say like, check this out. What do you think? And I bet if people who worked in a guitar shop got behind it, and I'm not criticizing anyone, because first of all, most people who go into a guitar shop know what they want, and secondly, most people who work in a guitar shop go for the path of least resistance. I know that I certainly did. But if someone was there playing a Baja Telly or playing an American Standard Strat, American Special Strat, or playing a LPJ or whatever the Gibson equivalent is nowadays, and you walked up to them and you were like, "Try this. Let me know what you think." I think people would be like, wow, this is very, very cool. And this is why I come into a guitar shop, because I wasn't expecting to try something like this.
And the thing is, you've also got the Cutlass. You know, you've got the other guitars that are really good.
If we're talking about Music Man and Sterling as like a brand at the moment, I think the most exciting, the most interesting brand
and
at the moment.
And this is the thing. I know we can't bring brands into it, but I would put the SL at third and put the MS3 at second.
I am exactly the same.
I would not do that. I would put the two guitars above all the pedals.
I'm going down exactly with what you were saying about Ryan's comments on it, who owns one. Ryan owns a bunch of guitars, does loads of mods on it. Would realistically Ryan have, and you know, this is no disrespect to Ryan at all, but would he have kept that guitar? Would he have bought that guitar if he didn't think he could get all of those hits on all of those videos that he's done?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. And I think when I say for us, is a guitar to have knocking around, I think it can't be understated the importance of having that guitar.
Agreed.
At 79
Agreed.
Or 89 quid for beginners.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think the MS3 is too much of a niche product for it to be
placed. That's the argument that we had about the ESA.
But this is the argument that we always come down to. And it is like, I don't mean it as a slight, but this is the argument we always come down to, which is like, which is like guys who are anti-gear versus like guys who have loads of gear. And this is aside from who's right, like whether it should be emotion over... how do you always word it, Jay?
Emotion over technicality.
Yeah, your emotion over technicality and we're technicality.
Yeah, the technical aspect of music versus the emotional aspect of music.
Exactly. This is aside from, like, because they're just, you know, different sides of a coin. But, of course, you know, you're not going to think an MS3 is as important. Whereas I am inundated with, like, friends and people from sort of a more tech-heavy, like...
I have many friends.
But, like, people asking about this product. And, like, everyone I know has an ES8 or an MS3.
Everyone is asking every guitarist, about the MS3. Like,
and in the gear-heavy side, which is what guitar nerds are, like, are gear-heavy people, I think the MS3 is a... Whereas the SL, a great product... A few nerdy people will buy it to mod, but mostly it will be sold to beginners. Well, what's the better product?
Right, and also, the thing with the MS3 is I think the MS3 has opened up pedals to people who would never touch them before.
I think
it's bridged the gap between people who would never touch gear and actually want to go, actually, you know what, I'm going to give it a go.
Okay, let me make an argument. It seems like you guys are all going that way. But
no, give the counter.
I'll put it this way. For the money that it is and for what it's going for, there is not a better product than the Epiphone SL. Name something else, £89. If someone said, I've got £89 to spend on an electric guitar, is there something else you're going to sell them?
You don't even need to just apply that to electric guitar. You could actually just be like, I've got about 18, because £89 is almost like loved one present money. Like, there's probably nothing better for £89.
I can't think of a reason that if you were going to spend that money and if you wanted a product like that, there's nothing I could say to you that would say you need to think twice about buying this. The MS3, I think, has a couple of critical things that if someone said, I want this type of product and I want to spend this type of money, I might not necessarily say, look, there's other products you can buy, but there is, for me, there's a key thing in that this non-splittable effects loop. To me, I would have to say to that person, yes, buy this, but you have to know that it's not going to do this thing that I think it would be better if it did. If you could split that effects loop up and you could put those loops mixed in with the different digital effects that are in there, then I think that we might even be talking about that as a number one product. Mm. I don't think the SL, for what it's trying to do, I think they've made the perfect product.
It's a great point, but I think you're putting too much weight on that effects loop thing. I think that is something that people have raised, but I think you would be...
But I don't think it's a deal breaker for 99% of the people bought it.
Well, that's it. And I do think you'd be hard pushed, like... I think you might be, like, hard pushed to find a guitarist with more effects on his board than Tim. And the guitarist in my band, and he has moved to an MS3 with no problems. He has made that work, and like that's how Polymath like got a name within this tiny scene that Math is.
Yeah,
was because Tim had 30 plus pedals. Like,
I understand that.
Tim was carting in a board on wheels. And he's moved to an MS3, which means he has found a way to make a pedal with a locked loop work. And I think for that reason, it's a...
The reason I'm arguing against it, and I'm not disparaging the MS3 in any way, I think it's almost close to perfect for what it's trying to do at the price it's trying to do. I think the Epiphone Les Paul SL is perfect for what it's trying to do.
You're right. Yeah, that's absolutely true. I agree with you.
I find it difficult to look away from the fact that I preferred the Bullet Mustang. I think that the Bullet Mustang is a better guitar than the SL, and that's why if someone came up to me and said, look, I want to buy one of these SLs, is there anything better for the money? I would say I really would consider spending the extra £30 and getting the Bullet Mustang, because I think it will last you longer. I think you could do more with it in the long run. I think it's a better platform with which you can do stuff. You know, and I get the fact that you don't like the colour, and I completely understand that, and I think that that's a genuine reservation. But I think as a guitar as a whole, the Bullet Mustang is a better guitar. The Bullet Mustang isn't involved here anymore, but I do think there are options.
Well, I think the thing is, for me, it's like, if you're working in the store and someone who's in their mid-20s is coming in to play guitar, I don't think most of them are going to buy an Epiphone SL. Even if they've got, like, most of us, to be honest, I think would say spend a little bit more money and buy something else.
Sure.
It's a cool guitar. But I think if they're like 5 to 10, do you know what I mean? They're
I think older than that because they're regular scale length. I think the SL, I think, serves two purposes. I think it's a good guitar for beginners, and I think it's a good guitar for a intermediate level plus player to do some experimenting with regards to how to get into modding. That, I mean, that's why I've considered buying one. With regards to whether I think it's a good playing guitar, I don't. And actually, even having gone into GAC and had a look at them, I don't think they're as good. I don't think they look as good in real life as they did on the internet. I thought on the internet,
I think
they
look
fantastic.
I think they look better than in real life.
I do agree. I was like pleasantly surprised by the finish of the SLs. I'm sort of swaying towards like Mark's way of thinking here. As much as I absolutely love and feel a strong like loyalty to the MS3, as my entire band used them, and it has like changed the way we've used effects and opened up doors. Like I do think the SL is a remarkable product.
But I think also one thing we have to take into consideration is the kind of art audience and the people that we speak to.
The
listener's choice, the MS3, and no one said anything about the Epiphone.
Sure.
And I think the thing is,
that's a really good point.
I think the thing is, if you said to everyone, you can have an MS3 or Epiphone SL, everyone's probably going to have MS3, and not on price.
I'd take an Epiphone SL out of those two. But
I think that, most people wouldn't. Because
to put that in some context, when people start talking about the Brands on Rants on series on our forum, some people agree with me.
That is crazy. Like,
and for that reason, I think we should disregard anything that is ever said on there.
I think you're right.
I'm coming back. Like, the MS3's better than the SL.
I'm very...
Mark, you nearly had me.
I'm trying to turn you. I mean, all I'm saying, Joe, is how many of those SLs have you sold? You can't keep them in stock.
Oh, my God. Well, like, hundreds?
I think hundreds. I think if you looked at actual sales numbers, you've probably sold as many MS3s as you've sold SLs.
I think that would be physically impossible.
I don't.
They're literally going out by the container. The SLs.
I see. I know. This is now getting into like political thing, which I don't think we should, because it's getting into actual business thing. But having seen my side of the business, I'd be very surprised.
Right. Yeah.
Personally.
Don't get me wrong. We can't keep MS3s in stock.
I mean, maybe GAC just don't know how to sell.
No.
That's true.
No, we cannot keep MS3s in stock. And we bought tons of MS3s.
I think if you bought an MS3, you'd be more inclined to use it and if you bought an MS3, it'd be a flash in the pan.
For me, I think the thing that's cool about the MS3 is when the ES8 came out, and I thought that is a very, very cool product for a very small number of people. And I understand why people would be into it, but I'm not going to buy one. Then the ES5 came out, and I thought, oh, I might get one of them. That's quite cool. And then the MS3 came out, and that's even more up my street. You know, they went the other way to what you would consider conventional logic, in that normally you'd say, right, the thing to do is start near where the consensus is and then stretch people further away from where they would normally feel comfortable. Whereas actually, Boss have gone the other way. They've released this product which is pretty out there. You know, the ES8 is pretty bananas for what most guitar players would need. And then they've bridged back to where a conventional a pretty layman guitar player like myself. And I think the MS... I might buy an MS3.
I feel
having watched the video that Joe Brenton did.
I mean, such a knob.
That's the best thing I've ever done.
Yeah, indeed. You've definitely never done anything good that I've seen. So I feel very strongly for the SL, but I feel the room is leaning towards the MS3. I also feel that the MS3 doesn't go above the Sterling James Valentine.
No.
No.
The Valentine is the best product on that list without
and
doubt.
I also feel that the SL doesn't drop below the Electromonics Canyon.
Yeah.
I feel that ESL is
agreed.
Above that. Yeah. So are we saying then that at number five we have the Echoline Effects Everest Drive?
Mm. Yeah.
At number four we have the Electro-Harmonix Canyon.
Yep. Mm.
At number three we have the Epiphone SL.
Mm.
At number two the Boss MS3. And at number one we have the Ernie Ball Music Man Sterling Valentine, which is becomes our Gear of the Year 2017. How do we feel about that?
Yeah.
Well, Joe's smirking.
I mean, Joe wants the metronome, who the name I've already forgotten. It sounds like you're Brenner.
Look, you guys tried to knock the Canyon out in the pedal sound, and I managed to get that to the second best pedal release this year.
Can
so
we
I'm
revisit the Helix LT? I'm just, you know, I'm thinking it's, maybe we should just throw
well,
that
I have to say, like, my only gripe with the MS3 is the interface on it is, like, super dated. Like, that's the only thing that
you've got an editor.
Well, yeah, I don't have that at a gig.
You should do.
Like, I don't have it at a band
considering
practice.
Considering the amount of stuff you've got.
I don't have it at a band practice when I'm actually writing.
Take your laptop with you.
And it's a live tool, right? Not a bedroom tool.
Yeah, but you probably wouldn't use an Epiphone SL live either.
That's a great point.
I was about to say, but he's made a very good comeback. That's excellent. I think we're there, you know.
I think
so. Read them out.
I think we're there. So at number five, the Echoline Effects Everest Drive.
Great drive. Best drive pedal you can buy right now, boys and girls.
I'm going to go home and put it on my pedal board.
At number four, the Electro-Harmonix Canyon.
Absolutely fantastic pedal.
At number three, I've almost said Boss MS3. The Epiphone Les Paul SL.
A wonderful guitar. I'm not going to buy one.
At number two, the the Boss MS3.
Yeah, yep, I own buddy. One.
And at number one, the Ernie Ball Music Man Sterling James Valentine Signature.
Probably the most value for money guitar you can buy at the moment. Of course, it won't last very long as you will forget to unplug it. The 9-volt battery will bleed into the circuit and the whole thing will be fudged.
Only but if you're an utter, utter moron who also voted for an active bass to be the best bass this year.
Yeah, had a passive switch.
So that doesn't stop the battery from draining if you leave a cable plugged in. I think we're done. We've done like 9 hours of podcasting, something like that today.
It's 8 p.m. and we started at 9 a.m, so that's 11 hours.
I think we've got like one more podcast and then it's NAMM. I think I might just die.
We've got to do one more tonight, haven't we?
We're done. And then and then it's NAMM. So I think there's one more.
We punish ourselves.
There's maybe
for
two
the
more,
listeners,
and then it's NAMM. There we go. Another year. Gear of the Year done. I've got to go and edit this now.
I think this was the best Gear of the Year
since
last year.
This is the first Gear of the Year where I'm like, I think maybe the product that won should have won.
Yeah. I think we're all in agreement.
No, but there wasn't no point did I fight for the Valentine. But like, I'm like, yeah, this. I've got a good feeling about this product.
Yeah,
I think it's actually
really
going to stand the test.
Definitely. What I would say is if you took all of the gear that we talked about this year and stacked it up against all of the gear that we've talked about in previous years, I do think this is the best year.
So
for the accessories.
So we agree that there was no amp quite cut the top five, but guys and girls, if you want to get like an MS3, put an Everest drive through it, put a Canyon through it, you can choose a third pedal of your choice and get a James
Valentine.
And then
go into a Moore Baby Bond and then go into a Moore Radar.
I'll tell you what. £1,632 for that top five. I don't think that's bad.
It's not a lot of money, is it?
That's not a lot of money.
That's pretty good.
I'm sure if you gave Joe a call or sent him an email, he would be able to sort you a banging interest-free finance deal.
I would sell it so much cheaper than the price that you know they're listed at. Honestly.
I think we've strayed off into a territory we should not be in. Thanks so much for listening throughout this week. I hope we haven't angered you too much. I hope we haven't talked over each other too much.
I mean, I hope we have angered you.
I'm looking forward to the spoilers thread. I want to see who else came up with. I want to know what everyone's predictions were when they first started listening to it.
I really wanted. Maybe we can do this next week when the dust has settled a little bit. But
another Gear of the Year series.
No, what I wanted was like the sort of the honourable mentions. So stuff which we didn't include because we had included another model within that category. Yeah. Another model from the same brand within that category, like the other, like the Electro Harmonix pedals that came out, the other big muffs, and like some of the other Fender guitars that came out. Like, we didn't even talk about
a load of stuff. We didn't talk about the Fender offsets, which were amazing.
Well, we did the Professionals came out this year.
We need to stop talking about this now, because we'll find something else that deserves to be in the top five, and then that will be chaos.
Thanks, the Professional Jaguar was actually
seriously, it was great.
Thanks very much for listening. We will see
amazing
you.
Amazing finish. Maple neck on a jag. Oh.
Next week. Bye bye.
Cheers, gang.
Bye.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.